There is a mitzvah min haTorah of Birkas Kohanim. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's done daily, which is the Pashas, because as the Stipler quotes, anytime the Torah gives us a mitzvah, it doesn't give us a zman. The assumption is once a day, every day. That's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a custom among many Svarim in Chutz La'aretz. And it's a difficult minhag why Ashkenaz do not do duchening every day. But l'maisa, we don't. There's different maisa. I think the Aruch HaShulchan gives us a teaser. They have different maisa with the Gra, Rav Chaim Valazhin, that they're about to introduce it. And a maisa happened with the Gra. Maybe he was put in jail. Rav Chaim Valazhin, there was the biggest fire ever in Vilna. Rav Nosson Adler. So it's difficult why, but l'maisa, that's the minhag. The minhag Ashkenaz is not to do it. We only do it on Yontiv, because Tov Lev Hu Mevarach. That basically, we assume on Yontiv we have a mitzvah Simcha, Shabbos, it's just one day, it's not enough. We already know we have to go back to work tomorrow, or with the Daigers HaPranasa, but on Yontiv, it's enough of a Simcha. We are, as the Rama writes, Tov Lev Hu Mevarach. You have to be B'Simcha. You got to give the Bracha B'Yava. However, even so, since strictly speaking, the halacha is you have to do it. How could we mevato a mitzvah zase? If there's a chiyuv to do birkas kohanim, well, there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin. You know what? But I'm not besimcha. I'm not doing it with the right kavana, so better not to do it at all. We don't usually say that. Why is birkas kohanim different? So the answer is because the chiyah of a birkas kohanim is only once the kohanim are called up. Kohanim. But if they're not called up, so therefore there's no mitzvah per se. So if a Ashkenaz kohen, or any, you could be in any shul, but if they do call up the kohanim, so then you are mechuyev to go up. The meaning Ashkenaz is, except on Yanta, because Tov Lev Hu Mevarach, we're not going to do the bracha properly. So since it's not a chiyav, because we're not called up yet, it's better not to put yourself in a situation of chiyav if you're not going to do the mitzvah properly. So that's the minhag Ashkenaz, we do it on Yontif. And we don't do it the rest of the year. So that's the pashas. We assume Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah min haTorah. There are very few mitzvahs min very few brachas min haTorah. Birkas HaMazon, perhaps. Birkas HaTorah, according to some, not the one when you get called up to the Torah, the one you make in the morning, maybe Havdalah. So Birkas Kohanim is one of the few brachas that are min haTorah. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin points out that he thinks it's only Durabanan today. Why would Birkas Kohanim only be Durabanan today? Because he says, he quotes the Gemara in Sota, based on the psukim in the Torah, that Aaron blessed the people in conjunction with Karbanos. And after he did the Hakravas Karbanos Sibor, he went ahead and he blessed the people. So since we don't have Karbanos Sibor, we don't have any Karbanos today. So hence, Birkas Kohanim is no longer Daraisa, it's only Darabanan, like the Sheet of Sfiras Omer. Many Rishonim believe Sfiras Omer is only Durabanan today. Why is it Durabanan? So that's the whole Nekudas HaMachokas in the Rishonim, whether Sfiras Omer and the Karban Omer, are they linked, or is it coincidental? In other words, if the Sfiras Omer is based on the Karban Omer, we don't have a Karban Omer, so Sfiras Omer is Durabanan. If Sfiras Omer is an independent mitzvah, so it has nothing to do with the Karbanos. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says same thing here by Birkas Kohanim, and it's not him, it's the Gemara in Sota, which connects the Karbanos to Birkas Kohanim. So why don't we assume like him? He seems to be a minority view. Most assume Birkas Kohanim is Da'oraisa. So what is the basis for this Machoka? So there's a sort of Salavashik explained, and also there's a Shoti Giborim at the end of Rosh Hashanah, there's a Karen Ora. and the Rebbe elaborates on these concepts, that Einachinami, the Gemara is right. The only time Birkas Kohanim is Daraisa in conjunction with the Karbanas. However, the Gemara tells us in Brachas and other places, Tfila Keneger Karbanas. It's not just a nice sermon, a nice drasha. It's a real Din Daraisa. The Gemara in Brachas Chavav Amez goes through Keneger Diavos, Keneger Karbanos. So what's the pshat? So he explains, based on the Rishonim, that first he always explained this from, I think, Rav Melech Schechter, Rav Herschel Schechter's father, used to say that when the Rav Salavecha came over, so Rav Moshe took over some of his Talmidim, took the Shiar to meet him at the dock, and then he asked him to give a Shiar. So the next day, his first Shiar in America was on the concept of Tfila Bitzibor and Tfilas Hatzibor. So we know there's a Karban Yochid, there's an individual Karban, and there's a Karban Sibor. So let's say this Tfilas HaYochid, a person davens by himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always listening whether it's going to be accepted or not. Tfila Bitzibor, the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, you have a better chance, you're davening with everyone else. So like you give a king, if 100 different people daven by themselves and give the king a little gift from Dalarama, so it's probably not going to go over well. But if the 100 of them together form a tefillah, so you have a better chance of looking over the fault. So tefillah so yachid, you daven by yourself, tefillah b'tzibor. So Rav Salavechik pointed out, what's the concept of chazaras hashatz? So the Gemara tells us at the end of Rosh Hashanah, it's for the Eino Baki, for those who didn't know how to daven, so you listen and you yotze. Aye, so what about for someone who is a Baki? So it's a low plug. So even though it might have been motivated by the Eino Baki, but once we instituted it, so we instituted it for the Tfilas Baki. In fact, that's why it's a big discussion, many different Yeshivas daven at Mincha Chatzi Kedusha. And I think I was Ben Chai in Berlin. I believe they don't. Rav Salavechik, Rav Schechter, they're very against a Chatzi Kedusha. Because why could they say you're missing out on Tfila Hatzibor? In other words, Tfila B'tzibor, you have 100 people davening the silent Shmone Esrei together. Tfila Hatzibor, it's a seaboard, it's like the carbon seaboard, it's representing everybody, the whole minion. So he says if you do a Chatzi Kedusha, you're missing out on Tfilas Hatzibor. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, in this context, he said, we don't have to worry. It was for the Eino Baki and yeshivas. I guess you know, we could debate which yeshivas, but in yeshivas, you have the Baki. And therefore, there's no need for Tfilas Hatzibor. Or I know Rav Yaakov, I don't know if it's connected to his shita, but they say b'shem Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I heard it b'shem Rav Bichter, let's say at a wedding or anytime you're not in a shul, so there is, you're allowed to do a Chatzi Kedusha because they never instituted Tfilas Hatzibor outside of the Beis HaKnesses, outside the Beis HaMedrash. And Rav Salavechik said no. You don't do a because of the Kedusha. This is that independent mitzvah of Kedusha. You do it because they have Tfilas Hatzibor. So that's what they explain here. That what do we do? We do the Shema Kolein, and then we get to Ritzei. Ritzoi is the Russian used when the Karbanos is accepted. So Ritzei, after we finish Kabel Brachman Estu Aseno, we finish our Tfilas. So we say Ritzei, God accept our Tfilas like Karbanos. In other words, this is like the carbon tibor, this is tfilas hatzibor. The carbon tibor represents Klal Yisrael, it represents your minion. So therefore we want to do a tfilas hatzibor like a carbon tibor. And that's why right after Ritzei, after the Gemar, it's like Aaron, after we finished doing the carbon tibor, so then he did Birkas Kohanim. Hence we do Birkas Kohanim, and therefore we assume it's Daraisa. Even it's a din daraisa, that you by saying the Ritzei. In fact, you know, the general machok is Rambam Ramban and whether Tfila is Daraisa or Darabanan. The Rambam holds Tfila B'chol Yom is Daraisa. The Ramban writes Beit Zara, but even the Ramban holds it's a Kiyam Daraisa. So the Keren Orer of Salvation, they explain that Tfila Keneged Karbanos, when you say the Ritzei, you're asking and looking for Ritzoi, so accept our Tfilas Hatzibor, like the Karbanos Hatzibor, and hence Birkas Kohanim retains its Daraisa status. So even though Tfilas, so it's true, we don't deny the link, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He just says, since we don't have Karbanos today, so therefore it's Daraisa. Others say, no. We don't have Karbanos, but the Tfila Kenega Karbanos, and therefore it retains its din Daraisa, and that's why we assume, Rova Poskim, that Birkas Kohanim, even today, remains a Bracha Min HaTorah.